ಜ್ಞಾತಿಮಿರಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರ್ಉನ್ಮಿಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪಕದಾ ಮಹ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ. ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರೋ ಶ್ರೀಯುತಾಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುಂ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ್ಚ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗ್ರಜಾತಂ ಸಹಗಣರಘುನಾಥನ್ವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಹಗಣಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾಂಶ. ನಮಃಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪೃಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನೆ. ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತೇ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣೀ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯದೇಶತಾರಿಣೆ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀಯದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುರಂಗ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಕೀ. ಜಯ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಜಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಜಯ ದ್ವೈತ ಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಜಯ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಜಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಜಯ ದ್ವೈತ ಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಜಯ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಜಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಜಯ ದ್ವೈತ ಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಐ ಎಮ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಎ ಫ್ಯೂ ವರ್ಸಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚರಿತಾಮೃತ ಟು ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಅವರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಷನ್ today. Radha Krishna pranaya vikritir hladini shaktir asmat ekatmana api bhuvipura deha bedham gatautau ಚೈತನ್ಯಾಖ್ಯಂ ಪ್ರಕಟಮಧುನಾ ತದ್ವಯಂ ಚೈಕ್ಯಮಾಪ್ತಂ ರಾಧಾಭಾವದ್ವಿತಿ ಸುವಲಿತಂ ನೌಮಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ವರೂಪಂ. ದ ಲವಿಂಗ್ ಅಫೇರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಅಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಆರ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡೆಂಟಲ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಇಂಟರ್ನಲ್ ಪ್ಲೆಷರ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಪೊಟೆನ್ಸಿ. ಆಲ್ ದೋ ರಾಧಾ ಅಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಆರ್ ಒನ್ ಇನ್ ದೇರ್ ಐಡೆಂಟಿಟಿ, ದೇ ಸೆಪರೇಟೆಡ್ ದೆಮ್ಸೆಲ್ವ್ಸ್ ಇಟರ್ನಲಿ. Now these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I bow down to him who has manifested himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although he is Krishna himself. Purport: this text is from the diary of Srila Swarupa Damodara Goswami. It appears as the fifth of the first 14 verses of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, who is Lord Chaitanya? I'm going to ask a little small quiz. Who is Lord Chaitanya? Today is Gaura Purnima. You thought that I will speak and you will all sit and listen. And if you want, you can be attentive or not be attentive. But it's going to be a little different. Who is Lord Chaitanya? Very good. Can you go a little more detailed? Who is Lord Chaitanya? Pardon? Okay, very good. Anything more? He is a Bhakta Avatar. Is that correct? Is there somebody else who is Bhaktavatar? Yes. Who else? That you already told. That's the easiest answer. He came to spread the Sankirtan movement. Fine. What else? Very good. Then? He came to distribute? Who came to distribute? Okay. Lord Chaitanya came to distribute Krishna Prema. Then? If we can understand this very carefully, all of you are right in various ways. But understanding this tattva, Gaura tattva, who is Lord Chaitanya, why he has come, is very, very interesting, very deep, at the same time simple to understand. Simple because it's explained by Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. If you have read the Chaitanya Charitamrita or teachings of Lord Chaitanya, you will understand this. And because we are all following in the path of Lord Chaitanya, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we must be able to nicely, internally understand who is Lord Chaitanya, why he has appeared. It's a very exotic meaning. And only devotees can understand this. Only devotees can understand this. That is why Lord Chaitanya is not very well known. Till they start chanting Hare Krishna, then only Lord Chaitanya will reveal himself to them. So it is our duty to make Lord Chaitanya known. Number one task for today. Sankalpa. It is our duty to make Lord Chaitanya known to everybody. Because it's such a wonderful, ecstatic, amazing aspect of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Very confidential. At the same time, he decides to make it public. So it's an amazing, deep understanding of who God is, the depth of the meaning of the word God, Supreme Personality of Godhead, what it means. So very sweet also. Very, very sweet and enjoyable. So we're going to discuss a little bit on that essence. In the evening, we'll talk about the advent of Lord Chaitanya. So we read the shloka now. Radha Krishna Pranayir Vikritir Hladni Shaktini Asmat. We know from Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo Mattas Sarvam Pravartate Iti Matva Bhajate Mam Bhuta Bhavasmandita. Everything comes from me. I am the basis of everything. I am the origin. Mattaha parataram na anyat. No truth above me. I am the Supreme Lord. I am everything. Krishna explains Bhagavan status, Supreme Personality of Godhead status. And we celebrate Janmashtami on the day Krishna appeared. And there is a mystery also when we celebrate Janmashtami. We discuss that every Janmashtami. Was Krishna born in Vrindavan or in Mathura? Was he born to Yashoda Mai and Nanda Maharaj, or was he born to Devaki and Vasudev? All these things we discuss. Actually, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is independent. He is satisfied in himself, apta kama. He doesn't require anybody. He is himself very happy and satisfied. Apta kama. And he is complete in himself. He is not feeling incomplete. He doesn't require anybody else to enjoy. This is the definition of the Supreme Lord. He revels in rasa. Nice, beautiful, sweet relationships. He himself is full of sweetness, madhurya. That is why in the Taittri Upanishad it is mentioned, raso vai saha rasam hi evayam labdvananda bhavati. Rasa, sweet taste, that is the essence of everything. And that is the highest for the soul. And Krishna is the embodiment of that enjoyment, rasa. That Supreme Lord, He need not come for killing some demon and all that. He doesn't have to come. Demons killing and all not done by Krishna. He is Rasaraj. He only enjoys top class enjoyment. Very sophisticated enjoyer. He doesn't come round, fold his dhoti and kill demons. He doesn't have to. That is done by Vishnu. His expansions. They do that job. Then why did Krishna do that? So many demons he killed. Right? He came and killed Kamsa, Chanura, Mushtika, Kovalaya Pida. So many demons listed. When Krishna appeared, He appears only once in a day of Brahma. Once in a day of Brahma. Last Sunday we were explaining that as a precursor to this. But there are regular incarnations of Vishnu coming. Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, from Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. All incarnations are coming. That is, we know about that. You know, Narasimha, Vamana, Parashurama, you know, Kurma, like that, so many incarnations coming regularly. They are all coming from Vishnu. They are meant for all this. Killing demons, maintaining order, I am the Supreme Lord, I am Bhagavan, worship the Lord only, etc., etc., all these things. Frustrating. Vishnu does that. But when Krishna appeared, the time for Vishnu's appearance also was there. So that is why Vishnu merged into Krishna. And whatever demons have to be killed, through Krishna, Vishnu did it. It's mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. How the whole mechanics of avatar. So sometimes the two things Krishna did, because he was also present as Vishnu. Vishnu merged into him. Because the time for Vishnu's appearance also was there, and Krishna's appearance also appeared once in the day of Brahma. So Vishnu merged into Krishna. And from Krishna you can see, whenever Krishna killed the demons, he was actually Vishnu. When he was enjoying with the gopis, he was exclusively Krishna. Rasika Krishna. That is why Vasudevan Devaki, Krishna appeared to them in four-handed form. Because they wanted the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be born to them. He was born to them. And then he said, take me to Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan he merged into the original Rashikshekara Krishna, born to Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. So Vishnu merged inside Krishna in Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan, Krishna performed his part. Whenever demons came, he will attack. He'll do the Vishnu function. Otherwise, he'll be playing. So, the Lord actually, the Supreme Lord, Krishna, he does not have to do demon killing and all that. That and all is outsourced. His plenary portions do that. That is the greatness of Krishna. Krishna has four qualities which make him very different even from Narayana. Above Vishnu in the spiritual worlds is Narayana, Vaikuntha Loka. And above that is the original personality of Godhead Krishna, from whom come all the Narayanas and all the Vishnus. That is why in the Brahma Vimohana Leela, there is an explanation given that Krishna will just be standing holding this Thairsadam in his hand and holding this thing, and then Brahma will come and pay obeisances to him and cry, what a foolish thing I have done. And he says, you are Narayana. You are the original Narayana. Actually, Krishna doesn't say anything to him. All he says is, Brahma, how am I Narayana? I am just a cowherd boy. I am just a cowherd boy. That's what he thought. That's what Brahma thought. So he reiterates that and says, am I Narayana? I am not your father. I am not Narayana. I am just a cowherd boy. Then Brahma replies, you are not a cowherd boy. You are the supreme. You are the supreme Narayana. Ami Gopa, he says, I am just a cowherd boy. I am not your father Narayana. Then he explains Brahma how you are actually the Adi Narayana, original Narayana. He wants to hear that from Brahma. Now you have understood? Don't play the fool again. So Brahma says that, you are not a cowherd boy. I thought so. not a covered by your original Narayana. And he gives a deep explanation. See. So, Krishna, he is actually exclusively an enjoyer. He's Rasaraj. And he enjoys through his potencies. And he does not require anybody actually. But still, he manifested from his Kladini Shakti. Sandhini, Samvit, Kladini. Three Shaktis of the Lord. Spiritual energy of the Lord. So, Samvit means knowledge. Sandhini means existence. Kladini means pleasure-giving potency. Through the Lord's pleasure-giving potency, through which he enjoys and which nourishes all the devotees, Radharani, who is the embodiment of Kladina Shakti, was manifested. And Krishna had a deep enjoyment with Radharani. Although he doesn't require, still Krishna manifested. And Radharani was manifested. So, in his enjoyment with Radharani, sweetness, he found many things. Krishna himself. Technically, Krishna is the object of everybody's enjoyment. He is the supreme Akhila Rasamrita Murti. Very wonderfully described by Jiva Goswami. All types of rasa embodied in him. All types of relationships and enjoyments through relationships embodied in him. Rasa. Akhila Rasamrita Murti. That Krishna, he wanted to know how Radharani is enjoying. He is the Vishaya and Radharani is the Ashraya. He is the object and Radharani is the subject of love. This is a clear indication that when love is there, two people are involved. That is why Brahmavadis, when they say that Brahman is everything, they are wrong. Because if love is involved, two people are involved. It cannot be monism, only one. Wherever there is love, two are involved. Dvaita. So, Radharani and Krishna, their Ashraya and Vishaya. The Vishaya manifesting that amazing Madhurya. Madhurya, Krishna's sweetness, is enjoyed by Radharani. And Radharani's love is so great expressed towards Krishna that Krishna enjoys that. And in this way, reciprocally, they enjoy and they increase unlimitedly Anandam Bhutivardhanam. This is all about love. All the activities of the Lord in love, in rasa, that Krishna himself at one point of time wanted to know certain things. Everybody considers to me be very sweet. Everybody, can you close this door? Everybody considers me to be very sweet. Madhurya. I want to taste that sweetness of mine, which I am not able to. Because I am the Vishaya, I am the object. And when I see Radharani enjoying that great love, I feel she is enjoying something more than me. So that is one thing I am not able to enjoy. So, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a list of other reasons also given. Confidential reasons and external reasons. Externally are the reasons you said. He came to propagate the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, inaugurate the Sankirtan movement. He came because Advaita Acharya called him very loudly. Right? He came also, the Chaitanya Charitamrita says, external reason is to show how love in all the rasas, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya, these four rasas, how they are much, much greater than worship in awe and reverence alone. He came to show that. If you follow all the regulative principles perfectly, In the Nectar of Devotion is mentioned, if you have read it. If you follow, you do your sadhana very perfectly, all follow all the regulative principles perfectly, what will happen to you? What will happen to you? What do you get? Huh? You will taste rasa. What is mentioned in the Nectar of Devotion? Those who are expert and very good at following all the regulative principles. Huh? They will get raga bhakti. No. They will get place in Vaikuntha. This is mentioned in Nectar of Devotion. Vedic rules and regulations, those who follow very perfectly, aiming as devotees of the Lord, they will get Vaikuntha. Only if you develop Raganuga Bhakti, means Ragatmika Bhakti followers, will you get Vrindavan, will you get Krishna, will you get Rasaraj Krishna. So then why are we doing all this sadhana so perfectly? Why are you telling us to come for Mangalarti? Why are you asking us to chant Hare Krishna, read Prabhupada's books, follow regulative principles? Jai Jagannath Paladev Shubhadramai Ki. Why are you asking us to do this? Now you listen carefully. This is why we are worshipping. Why? Very important. This is mentioned in Nectar of Devotion. Many devotees, when they read that, if you follow, do sadhana properly, you'll go back to Vaikuntha. And it's mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita also. And Lord Chaitanya, Krishna is thinking, Vaidhi Bhakti, performed by all the devotees, actually is not very tasty to me. But one who is in spontaneous love, instantly in love, naturally in love with Krishna, that is more relishable for Krishna. Spontaneous love. So we are all, at some point of time in ISKCON, there was a big confusion about you are all simply doing sadhana. You are all become karma yogis. Actually, Lord Chaitanya told us, Raganuga Bhakti. We should follow the footsteps of those in Vrindavana. And lots of people went here and there to Gaudiya Math here and tried to get Raganuga Bhakti and, you know, love. And like the gopis follower, what is my Siddha Pranali and all those big confusion. Prabhupada clearly told, you don't have to go anywhere. Everything I have given you, simply follow what I say. Everything is in my books. But there was a big confusion. Very senior devotees went here and there thinking like this. Why? That's the reason I'm explaining. It's mentioned in Chaitanya, it's mentioned in Prabhupada's purport. If we don't follow very carefully, we may do certain things which are not proper. Therefore, I'm saying it's very important to know who is Lord Chaitanya, why he has come. So as per Nectar of Devotion, we know the highest spiritual benefit you can get is prema, love for Krishna, like the gopis. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vajeshatanayas Tad Dhama Vrindavanam Ramya kachit upasana rajavadu vargenaya kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam pramanam amalam prema pumarto mahan. Srimad Bhagavatam speaks about that highest truth, it reveals it. That is prema, love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. And that can be achieved if you follow Lord Chaitanya's teachings. Now what is that? But we have been told to perform sadhana. Right? Will I go to Vaikuntha or will I go to Krishna in Goloka? This is the understanding. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is mentioned, the reason why he appeared is devotional service practice in Vaidhi Bhakti and devotional service practice in Raganuga Bhakti, spontaneous love, pure love for Krishna. Highest achievement is Raganuga Bhakti. And sadhana bhakti should lead to Raganuga Bhakti, his initial state. But we are not doing sadhana only for the sake of doing sadhana perfectly. We are doing sadhana for the sake of getting love of God, prema. And gradually a person, when he gets that raga, it's mentioned from shraddha to prema. Adhau shraddha, తతసాధు సంగ అత భజన క్రియ అనర్థ నివృత్తి లైక్ దాట్ రుచి తదాస్ ఆసక్తి అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్ ప్రేమ భావ అండ్ ప్రేమ. దిస్ ఇస్ వాట్ వీఆర్ డూయింగ్ సాధన ఫర్ ద సాధన లీడ్స్ టు ప్రేమ. సాధన నాట్ సింప్లీ సాధన ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఫర్ ద సేక్ ఆఫ్ సాధన ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ సాధన లీడింగ్ టు ప్రేమ. సో ఇఫ్ వీఆర్ ఫాలోయింగ్ ది ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్స్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య ద సాధన గివెన్ బై లార్డ్ చైతన్య why now before this I mentioned to you Lord Chaitanya is desiring that he enjoys the same situation like Radharani. She as ashraya, the repository of the love bhakti she has got, and she is in a position of enjoyment in relationship to Krishna, which Krishna wants to enjoy, because he is not able to enjoy that. He is the vishaya, he is the object. So, external reasons which we mentioned for Lord Chaitanya, Krishna wanted to show the people something greater than the rasa, greater than this ordinary Vaidhi Bhakti. He wanted to show the rasa, four rasas, loving devotion to the Lord. That's one of the external reasons. Internal reasons while Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Number one, he wanted to experience the position of Radharani. That is why he accepted the same mentality as Radharani. Number two, he wanted to taste his own sweetness. My mellow, my madhurya, everybody is getting attracted to it. I must taste it. And for that he accepted the luster, Radha Dyuti Suvalita, the luster of Radharani. And her emotions, he accepted. Very important to know. And then the third, Radharani is enjoying certain bliss, certain happiness, high order happiness, that I want to enjoy. For these three reasons, Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because he is Krishna, with the emotion of Radharani, with the color of Radharani, with the mentality of Radharani, but he is Krishna. So his dealings and activities and pastimes were very sweet. He was not in the mood of taking weapons and killing. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. No. That's why he had a very beautiful form. His color was so beautiful. That was his astra. It is mentioned, Sango Pangastra Parshadam Yajnai Sankirtana Prayer. That was his beauty. His beauty was his astra, his weapon. And his dealings were so sweet, so very sweet, that he was drawing all the devotees to him. All the devotees were so attracted to him. Anybody was attracted to him. If they see him dancing and chanting like this, they become attracted to him. Krishna simply appeared to make people get attracted to him and make them chant Hare Krishna. If they agree to chant Hare Krishna, they will develop that attraction. So these are the internal reasons and the external reasons. And because of that, Lord Chaitanya was constantly in a mood of separation from Krishna, which Radharani was. The highest bliss is vipralambha, separation from Krishna. That Lord Chaitanya was enjoying, which Radharani was enjoying. And in that mood, he related with everybody. Rasa. So he had very loving relationships with everybody. So devotees who follow Lord Chaitanya, they will get the highest love of Godhead. Why? What is the logic behind it? If you read Nectar of Devotion, you are told that you must follow those who are in Braja, in Vrindavan. And those who are in Vrindavan are all practicing Ragatmika Bhakti. And other side is Vaidhi Bhakti, Sadhana Bhakti. Ragatmi Bhakti is followed. They all follow. Those who follow the persons who are following Ragatmika Bhakti, they are called Raganuga Bhaktas. Raganuga Bhakti means you should follow those people who are in Vrindavan, Radharani's followers, all worshipping Krishna in that way. They are called Raga Anugha Bhaktas, because they are following the Ragatmika Bhaktas, who are the Brajavasis. So how is it that we are going to get that destination by following Lord Chaitanya? Lord Chaitanya is in the mood of Radharani, the greatest of the Ragatmika Bhaktas. If we follow Lord Chaitanya, we are following Ragatmika Bhakta. Who is the greatest Ragatmika Bhakta? Radharani. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in that mood. When we follow Lord Chaitanya, we are following Ragatmika Bhakta. Krishna himself has come as a Bhakta, and he has come as Radharani to enjoy. So we follow Lord Chaitanya's sadhana, which he has told, simply chant Hare Krishna. This is his sadhana. You chant Hare Krishna, associate with devotees, read the Bhagavatam, and dance and chant. This is what we do. You will get Goloka Vrindavan. You will get Prema, love of God. Why? That's what we are doing. Raganuga Bhakti. We are following that person who is the greatest of all Ragatmika Bhaktas, Radharani. And if you follow according to what Lord Chaitanya has told, you will be transported to Goloka Vrindavan. The sadhana followed by followers of Lord Chaitanya is not ordinary Vedic sadhana. It is sadhana that will directly give you love of God. That is why we don't follow sadhana for the sake of sadhana. Only for the sake of sadhana. We follow sadhana for the sake of getting prema. Prema is everything. Hladini Shakti, pleasure potency of the Lord. All the activities of Lord Chaitanya are the pleasure potency. All his pastimes and his relationships, everything, because he is enjoying that highest love, separation from Krishna. From Hladini Shakti, prema is manifested, which the devotees can get. From prema, bhava, and from bhava, mahabhava. Radharani is the embodiment of that highest bhava, mahabhava. And Lord Chaitanya is in that mood. So if you simply follow Lord Chaitanya and his order, you will be transported to Goloka Vrindavan even if you are not qualified. You simply follow his instructions of chanting the holy name. That is why we follow Lord Chaitanya. And Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada has condensed these things very nicely and written it in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And all the activities he has designed in ISKCON movement from the morning Mangalarti onwards till the night, and all the instructions he has given us to do this, to do this, to do this. If we simply follow that, we will be going back to Godhead with full love, prema. This is the secret. But if you start speculating and saying that what, you know, we are only doing sadhana, we are only doing karma, we are doing lot of activity in the name of devotion, I am not developing any devotion, I am simply going collecting funds, I am simply going distributing books, I am simply doing puja service, I am simply doing cooking, I am cleaning the floor, I am printing books, I am not getting anything. No. You should do that, connect it with Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, and your bhava will rise. Your feelings, emotional feelings towards Krishna will come out, and gradually they will develop as you serve more and more in the right attitude. This is the way to develop love of Godhead. Following the instructions of the Acharya, following the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore following the instructions of Krishna, aligning ourselves in the parampara properly. Not that we listen to here and there whatever anybody says. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advent is meant to give everybody prema, love of God, very freely. And you can see that from all his pastimes, his activities. He was relating very, very wonderfully with all the devotees. His very sweet nature, sweet relationships, he conquered everybody through that. He was so affectionate to his devotees. For him, when he sees the devotees, he becomes very, very happy. Whenever the devotees would come all the way from Bengal to see Lord Chaitanya in Puri, he will personally go right up to the entrance Atharanala bridge, there is the entrance into Puri. He will go there and welcome every devotee by embracing every devotee and crying. And giving garland to each one of them, rubbing sandalwood paste on their body and welcoming them. So happy to see devotees. We may not always be like that. Although we are devotees and all that, when we see sometimes this devotee did not do what I told him to do. This devotee is not doing this. We have different types of conditioned souls when they are put into devotional service, all sorts of feelings. But this is the Supreme Lord playing the role of a devotee. So he does it so perfectly. So perfectly. He would welcome all the devotees and make sure that each one of them got accommodation. Personally arrange for it. And arrange prasadam for them. All very, very close relations. Everybody felt very close to Lord Chaitanya all the time. They simply come to see him and be there with him. Because they were enjoying the sweet relationships. And when it was ready for them to go, Lord Chaitanya himself doesn't want them to go. He will very emotionally state, all of you, you have come from so far away. You have gone through so many difficulties in the journey to come and be with me. I am very much indebted to you for this. And each one of you has left your home, your relatives, and you have come so long away. I am just not suffering like you. Because I am not moving from here. Only you are moving and coming. I am not doing all this great journey. I am sitting here in Neelachala. But you have come all the way and you have brought me so many things, gifts. And you have stayed here, cook for me. Raghava Pandit will bring you sacks of prasadam, all types of which can be preserved. Jagadananda Pandit will cook. So many of them will do wonderful services for Lord Chaitanya. So he is remembering all that and telling, actually I don't want you to suffer like this, but then I very much enjoy your association, so I am not telling you not to come. But I told Nityananda Prabhu, don't come here anymore, preach in Bengal. But he has come, disobeying my instructions. And what can I say? He has lovingly broken my instructions, so I cannot say anything to him. And then what to speak of the fact that I am a sannyasi and I want to do something for you, I am not able to do. Because as a sannyasi, I don't have any gift to give you. I don't have any money to give you. So my dear devotees, I have my body I want to offer to you. Deha matra, I have only my body with me, which I want to offer to you, and it is your possession. You can keep it or you can sell it in the marketplace. This is all I am able to do for you. But I love you all so much. I will be missing you very much. So hearing Lord Chaitanya speak like this, all the devotees, all crying, everybody start crying. He will come and embrace them after saying this and then cry along with them. In this way, all the devotees were drawn so close by his very sweet relationships. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya would say that I am going from here because Damodara Pandit wants to control me and Mukunda does not like the austerity that I follow. And Jagadananda Pandit is always angry with me. For all these reasons, I will leave from here and go to some other place. He will say that in a morose mood. But actually, he is very happy. Damodara Pandit will come and tell the Lord, one widow, her son, that widow looks very beautiful. Her son also looks very nice. He has taken a liking to Lord Chaitanya, is coming and visiting every time, and Lord Chaitanya is spending a lot of time with him. So Damodara Pandit will tell, he does not like it. Because this is a widow. And her son, why Lord Chaitanya is showing special mercy? People will talk bad about him. See, sannyasi with a widow's son who looks very nice. It will be very bad. So he will tell that boy, you don't come here. Okay, go. He will personally tell. And that boy, he cannot stop his attraction for the Lord. So he will come repeatedly and see the Lord. And he will stand there and watch and he will tell him, get up, go. And Lord Chaitanya knows he is doing this, so he will pay more attention to that boy. Because he should not feel bad. So one day he could not tolerate it. He told Lord Chaitanya, this is not at all good for a sannyasi to associate with a beautiful widow's son. People will talk all sorts of things about you. And I can't stand that. Why are you associating with this boy? So Lord Chaitanya will tell, my dear Damodar Pandit, it is not proper for you, it is not etiquette for you to correct what a sannyasi should do. But you are doing this. What can I say? So he is thinking, Lord Chaitanya's name will get spoiled. I will not allow that to get spoiled. Tell that boy to get out. But Lord Chaitanya is saying, why you are bothered about that? Why you are trying to correct me? It's not proper etiquette for you to do this to me. But both of them, he's got this feel, never crash with each other. Out of love, Damodar Pandit, out of great love for the Lord, is correcting him. Don't do that. Don't meet this boy. And Lord Chaitanya is saying, why are you instructing me? I am sannyasi. You should not instruct me. But Damodar Pandit does not bother, but I don't bother about all those things. Whether I am supposed to instruct you or not, danger is coming. You should not do this. That is his concern. So Lord Chaitanya is saying, Damodar Pandit always wants to correct me. Although he is in a lower level as per Varnashrama, he is correcting me as sannyasi. Then what to speak of Mukunda? Whenever I sleep on the floor as a sannyasi in a mat, he is feeling very bad. All the austerities that I take as a sannyasi, take bath 3 times a day, go for darshan, sleep on the floor, all that he does not like. And whenever he sees me, he is suffering so great inside. He doesn't like it, and I know that. So seeing Mukunda think like that and suffer, I am getting more suffering. Then what to speak of Jagadananda Pandit? He is so angry. He wants me to have sense gratification. I am a sannyasi. And when I don't do that, he gets angry. Lord's dealings with Jagadananda Pandit is very deep. Jagadananda Pandit was sent to Sachi Mata by Lord Chaitanya. He said, go and convey that I am accepting prasadam every day from her and all these things. So Jagadananda Pandit went all the way to Navadvip, stayed with everybody and all that. And then he went to Shivananda Sena's house. And Shivananda Sena and Jagadananda Pandit planned that we should give some unique gift to Lord Chaitanya for his use. So they personally, both of them, made 16 seers, it is mentioned, 15 kilograms of sandalwood oil. Natural sandalwood oil they themselves made and put it in a big nice mud container cooling and transported it, how much effort, all the way from Bengal to Puri. They brought it very carefully without breaking. 15 kilograms of pure sandalwood oil smelling super, offered it to Lord Chaitanya. So Jagadananda Pandit brought it, gave it to Govinda, Lord Chaitanya's assistant, and said, tell him to use it, apply every day on his head. It will cool him down and all the bile and all that air and all that will be very good for him. We have bought it from Navadvip, purely done by us only. This is for him. So Govinda, everybody is afraid of Jagadananda Pandit. He'll come and give order, give this to Lord Chaitanya. Okay? He gets angry. So Govinda didn't say anything. He said, okay. He went. Then Govinda went to Lord Chaitanya and said, Jagadananda Pandit has brought this oil for you. Big dabba, big pot of oil. Sandalwood oil. He wants you to apply it. In this way your health will become better. So Lord Chaitanya said, what is this? Sannyasi should not use oil. Leave what? And what about perfumed oil? I can't be a sense gratifier like that. And I must not use it. If I use it, people on the road will smell me and they know that this man is using sandalwood oil. He's a sannyasi. And they will think I am that Mantravadi sannyasi who lives with women and applying sandalwood oil and having all sorts of activities. They will think about me like that. You want them to do this? You do one thing, don't tell him anything. Just tell him, take this oil, I have already accepted it, and tell him to take it and offer it in Lord Jagannath temple. And he can light all the lamps there. It will be used very nice. It is a good way to use his hard labor in the service of the Lord. He told us. Govinda was wondering how to tell this to Jagadananda Pandit. But Jagadananda Pandit came after 10 days. He came and asked. You used it? He came and asked. Then Govinda told, the Lord said, he is a sannyasi. He cannot use this oil. It's not good for sannyasi to use it. He said, it will be very good use of your very hard labor. You offer it to Lord Jagannath in the temple. Lamps will be burned out of sandalwood oil. Jagannath Pandit just kept quiet, looked at him and just turned and walked off. Didn't say anything to Govinda. Just kept quiet. Then after some days, again Jagannath Pandit came and asked, did he use it? He asks only straight questions. He's a very simple person. Did he use it? And then he said, I will inquire again. Then again he went to Lord Chaitanya and said, Jagannath Pandit is asking, have you used the oil? Because he does not want to get involved in it. Jagannath Pandit asking, have you used the oil? Then Lord Chaitanya said, why don't you also give me a masseuse? Somebody who massages me. It will be very good for sannyasi. Sandalwood oil. Give me massager also and massage me. Wonderful sense gratification I have as a sannyasi. You people are too much so that you can laugh at me. Look at this sannyasi rubbing sandalwood oil all over, enjoying the perfume and having sense gratification. Why don't you do that also? He shouted at Govinda. So Govinda didn't know what to do. So again, Jagannath Pandit has met him and he didn't get any reply. So Jagannath Pandit straight went to Lord Chaitanya and said, sandalwood oil. He didn't say anything, just looked at Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya said, my dear Jagadananda, that sandalwood oil I cannot use. I advise you to please take it and use it for lamps in Jagannath's temple. Immediately Jagannath said, what false stories people are telling. I never brought any oil. Who brought oil? I didn't bring any oil. And then he went out straight to the room, took that big dabba, took the big earthen pot, in anger brought it in. Lord Chaitanya standing in the courtyard, and then he said, I don't bring any oil. And he took the oil, brought it on, broke it on the ground, and simply went off. All costly oil, 15 kgs of oil, he broke it on the ground, and said, I never brought any oil. And he went into the room, and locked himself, bolted the room, and went to sleep. Nobody said anything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't say anything. After 3 days, Lord Chaitanya went on the door of Jagadananda Pandit and knocked. My dear Jagadananda, I want you to cook for me today specially. I am going to the temple. I will take darshan. I will come back soon. Please keep the food ready. He's telling through the door because he has not come outside for 3 days. He's fasting. He's not coming out. So he went and knocked and told him, I'll be coming back. Immediately, as soon as he heard Lord Chaitanya, he got up, took bath, started cooking. He's a very good cook. Started cutting vegetables, everything very fast. Wonderful preparations he made. Put nice rice, special rice with ghee on a big leaf. And made all sorts of vegetable dishes. That, this, sweets, everything he made. And kept it ready in banana cups. And when Lord Chaitanya came, he made him sit down. Then he showed him the plate and said, started serving to him. Then Lord Chaitanya said, such wonderful preparations you have made. My dear Jagadananda, now make another leaf for you. Both of us together will have lunch today. Okay? And he raised his hands and said, till you fill up another plate, I'll not eat. That means, then Jagadananda said, my dear Lord, I will not refuse this request. But first you eat and after that I'll eat. Then he started serving Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya, he's serving boom, boom, big quantities.
Lord Chaitanya ate everything. And then every time he finishes and said, okay, I've got up, I've finished, he'll say, sit down. And he again says, read this vegetable you're not eaten. This thing you're not eaten. Again and again. And he would serve so much quantity. And Lord Chaitanya will eat because he's afraid of refusing because he'll get angry. So he's eating and eating, and after some time Lord Chaitanya says, see, Jagadananda, I have eaten 10 times more than I eat, and you watch me. Please don't serve me anymore. He showed me very firmly and got up. And Jagadananda did not say anything. Washed his hands. And then Jagadananda gave him garland, nice spices to chew, applied chandan. And then Lord Chaitanya said, I'm not going anywhere, I'm sitting here. Now you eat. Put the plate and eat. Then he told Lord Chaitanya again, second time he's requesting you eat. I'm sitting here, I want to watch you eating. Then he told Lord Chaitanya, not necessary, you go and take rest. I will eat after giving to other people who have assisted me. I cannot eat, I have to give to all of them. After that I will eat. So Lord Chaitanya got up and told Govinda, Govinda, stay here. And when he finishes, starts eating, come and inform me. Then as soon as Lord Chaitanya, he told Govinda, get up, go and massage his feet. No, go and massage his feet. Govinda will listen to him. He didn't obey the order of Lord Chaitanya. Yes, yes, I'll go. You go and massage feet, I'll make and keep for you one plate. And after that, you come and eat. So he went to Lord Chaitanya and said, massage. So Lord Chaitanya knows that he has sent him. Then after some time, he told Govinda, go and see whether he is eating. Whether he is eating. So he is not, I have not yet slept. I am not going to sleep. Go and see whether he is eating. So by that time Lord Jagadananda has given prasadam to other two persons who helped him. And then he has made another plate for Govinda. He told Govinda, sit down, eat. And he also sat down to eat. So first Govinda ran to Lord Chaitanya and told, he has started eating. Then only Lord Chaitanya slept. While eating the prasadam, you are serving. Lord Chaitanya told, you are such a good cook. How pleased Krishna must be with you. And that too, when you cook in angry mood, it is more tasty. And Jagadananda tastes like this and continues serving more to Lord Chaitanya. In this way, Lord Chaitanya and Jagadananda had very, very close relationships. Because Jagadananda in Krishna Leela was Satyabhama. Krishna's queen in Dwaraka, who demanded from Krishna, bring me the Parijata flower, I want now. Why only her, she bring like that, and the Lord will reciprocate, is afraid of his anger. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established such a relationship of love that they can break all rules. They can go against what Lord Chaitanya says. And they will go ahead and serve him. In deep relationship. Govinda, such a great devotee. After Lord Chaitanya danced in the Rathayatra, he comes to take prasadam. He's very tired. So he takes nice prasadam and he goes to sleep, take rest. And Govinda is massaging his feet. The doorway, Lord Chaitanya lying on the doorway and Govinda is this side massaging his feet. No. He's going to massage his feet. He's sitting in the doorway. And then he will tell Lord Chaitanya, can you please move a little bit? I want to get inside so that I can do seva. Lord Chaitanya will murmur, I am too tired to move. You can do what you want. If you want, you can try to move. I will not move. And he went to sleeping like that. Then again he told, my dear Lord Chaitanya is waiting there. My Lord, if you move a little bit, I can get inside. Then again he groaned and said, I am not able to do anything now. You do what you wish to do. So he took Lord Chaitanya's chadar, put on top of Lord Chaitanya and crossed him, stepped over him and went that side and did massage for the Lord. And the Lord was so tired, he went to sleep. He took rest. Then about 45 minutes he slept. Then he got up and he saw, Govinda, what are you doing here? You did not go and take your prasadam? Then he said, you are lying down here. How can I go across? Then Lord asked him, how did you come inside? And it is mentioned that Govinda did not answer that question physically through his mouth. He just kept quiet. In his mind, it is recorded in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in his mind he was telling, I am willing to, for the sake of service to you, break any rule and regulation and go to hell, life after life. But for myself, for my own gratification, I will never do that. He's telling in his mind. And Lord Chaitanya is waiting for an answer from him. He doesn't say anything. He just folds the cloth. And the Lord then walks out. But in his mind, he's saying it. He doesn't answer, Lord. How did you come inside? He doesn't answer. And Lord Chaitanya understands. Govinda is like that. His relationship with Govinda is like that. Very deep. And his servants are all like that. Very deep persons. In this way, Lord Chaitanya enjoying these very deep relationships. So, Lord Chaitanya's sweet relationships and the type of community he created around him is the essence of Lord Chaitanya's teachings. It's not that these teachings are very exotic teachings and we can't follow. Lord Chaitanya showed it when he danced in the Rath Yatra. He was in the mood of a devotee dancing. Every devotee can experience this. Like pipe water was coming from his eyes, it's mentioned. He was in great ecstasy seeing Lord Jagannath and he was dancing. He expanded into 8 forms in every kirtan party he was dancing. And Pratap Rudra was watching, everybody was watching. Vallabha Bhatta, he came and he watched and said, my gosh, this must be Krishna only. He knows this is Krishna only. So amazing were the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. And so sweet are his dealings. Madhurya Rasa. The Lord Krishna himself has come. Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurutvishe Namaha. The Lord has come and he is giving his very private personal enjoyment to everybody. What I am experiencing, I want others also to experience. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How sweet is devotion? How wonderful is the devotee? What amazing things he can enjoy. And that he is enjoying. And he is telling, please come, enjoy. Chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Prabhupada describes, Krishna himself teaching how to serve him is Lord Chaitanya. The Lord himself teaching how to serve him is Lord Chaitanya. So his mood is very, very merciful, very sweet, very kind, very wonderful. Therefore, relating with Lord Chaitanya is very easy, very simple. Anybody without any qualification, if he chants the holy name of the Lord, he will start feeling that. He'll start feeling attraction for Krishna. He'll start feeling attraction for devotees. He'll irresistibly be attracted to taking prasadam, to dancing and chanting. They don't know why they are coming, some of them. They just want to come there and enjoy that and go away. Many people come just to stand and dance and chant. Something happening to me. I feel very good. And then afterwards they go away. Then they come back again. For this alone they come. Irresistibly attracted and they don't know what is happening. Something good. Some very nice feeling. Deep inside. On the level, on the platform of the soul. They get this experience of prema. And gradually they start awakening. Their love for the Lord starts awakening. Why? It's a magic. It's the mystery of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. See? That is why Prabhupada told us, you simply chant. It will please the Lord. Everything will be solved. If all of you get together and chant the holy name, many things will happen. But if you think materially and try to depend only on your intelligence and your ability, you will be confounded. You will be challenged. See? That is why Chaitanya, if you simply think of Lord Chaitanya, you know, Katanchit smrite yasmin dukaram sukharam bhavet vismarite viparitam va sri chaitanyam namamitam. If you simply think of Lord Chaitanya and his lotus feet, we did Abhishekam for his lotus feet, immediately, dukharam sukharam bhavet, everything that is very bad, sorrowful, bad karma, all those things will turn to be good. But viparitam, but if you do the opposite, you never care for remembering, even good things will turn out to be bad. That is why it is imperative that you worship Lord Chaitanya in Kali Yuga. Chant the holy name, stand in front of him and dance, clap your hands. We should make everybody do that, whether they like it or not, whether they know about it or not, and their good fortune will start. So this is the movement of Lord Chaitanya. This is the movement Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada started. The movement to make everybody fortunate. Svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. A little seva, some prasadam he eats, he hears the holy name, he dances, he sweeps the floor, he buys a book, he talks to some devotee. Little ajnata sukriti he performs, his spiritual life awakens. So many people get awakened and we don't even know that. We are very busy with our own services. Many people come and many people are interested, many people are awakened, but they are afraid to talk. Some wonderful experience I am having, whom can I talk to? Sometimes they don't have anybody to talk to. Therefore, we should attend to the people who come. Speak to them. They will speak lots of things because they are experiencing the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. They are becoming very fortunate. If we touch upon everybody, give them some little instructions, counsel them a little bit, speak to them some Krishna Katha, lead them a little bit, they will very quickly take up to Krishna consciousness. Namer ruchi jivera doya. Like we were talking in the morning. Nama ruchi means having taste for the holy name. Jivera doya means mercy for other jivas, which we can show. So, these are the essence of why Lord Chaitanya has appeared, why Krishna has appeared as Lord Chaitanya, and why what Lord Chaitanya is giving is super excellent commodity, pure love of God. And he is giving it through such a simple process. And how it is highly foolish if you don't take it up. You are most unfortunate if you don't take it up. So therefore it is our duty to accept it, very deeply understand, read the books of Prabhupada and enjoy the ruchi. Praharshayishyami sanata jivitam. See, bhavantam evanucharan, bhavantam evanucharan nirantaraha prasada prashanta nihasesha manorathantaraha kadaham aikantika nitya kinkaraha praharshayishyami sanata jivitam. My Lord, how, when will I become your servant and enjoy serving such a fitting master as you? That enjoyment I will get as a servant serving you. Praharshayishyami, I will be so highly blissed serving you. When will I be able to do that? Simply by serving you, everything happens. Bilvamangal Thakur, Prabhupada quoted this. The joy of serving that Lord Chaitanya showed, he exhibited that. You are a devotee, take advantage to this extent. Completely surrender, don't worry. Just start serving the Lord, chanting the holy name and you'll enjoy great bliss. Don't miss this opportunity. This is a great instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he is so kind, highly merciful, and with a very simple process he has come forward to, he is lending himself, extending his hand, please do this, I'll take you back. So it's a very easy process and it is our duty to take it very seriously and distribute it to others. So on this day of Guru Purnima, this is what should be our sankalpa. We have asked people to come and the services that they are doing, pray to Lord Chaitanya. This is what has happened. This is what I wanted to do. And this is what I like to do in the coming fourth year as an offering to you. so that the movement will expand, so that more people will take up Krishna consciousness. And if you pray to Lord Chaitanya, He will only be too happy to bless you, to further your devotional service, further your deep understanding. So we should think deeply about this and offer our prayers to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shiguranga Mahaprabhu ki, Shri Gaur Purnima Mahotsav ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande. I think all of you have got this nice song, Sachi Shutashtakam, in your hand. We are now going to meditatively sing this. Where is the meaning for this, please? Who has got the meaning? Meaning is in the backside. Yeah. I am going to read the meaning first, and then we can meditate on this and sing. And after that, there will be more reading of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and everybody come forward and speak your realizations and understanding that you have got from reading Prabhupada's books about the glory of Lord Chaitanya. This is a song, Sachi Shutashtakam, by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Very beautiful leela of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that you will know in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a hardcore Mayavadi impersonalist who became attracted seeing the form of Lord Chaitanya and took him home. And Lord Chaitanya, he mentioned later to Sarvabhauma, I simply came only to liberate you. And he had Lord Chaitanya taken home, and he was so attracted, and he started instructing him, your very nice looking sannyasi, too young, don't dance like this in chant, learn Vedanta. And he instructed him Vedanta for 7 days, and Lord Chaitanya patiently heard him. In the end, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, watching him every day and getting his association, his heart completely changed, and externally he reflected it as chastising Lord Chaitanya. 7 days I have been speaking, you don't say anything, simply sit like this. Have you understood what I am telling? Like that great instructor he is, no? He asked like that. He is speaking to the Supreme Personality of God. It is very strange leela. And he said this to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. I said this to Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya very smoothly, in a sweet way, he said, I know Vedanta, but I am not able to understand what you are explaining. Just 2 words he mentioned. And he became so disturbed, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He started shouting, yelling, screaming and everything. And very coolly, Lord Chaitanya calmed him and explained Vedanta. If you know Vedanta, let's see what you know. So this is what is, and he explained, Krishna explaining Veda to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became completely stunned at the very simple, nice, direct explanation. Very deep. And he surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he became such a great lover of Lord Chaitanya, fan of Lord Chaitanya, that he would always hang around him. And Lord Chaitanya will come and give prasadam to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And they had such an intimate, sweet relationship. From a Mayavadi, hardcore impersonalist, he completely converted to a madman. It is mentioned he became a madman dancing in the streets. And people, great scholars, were thinking, what happened to that great learned Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya? He's like a mad fellow dancing in the street. He has lost everything. All his scholarship, his education and his decency. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, to hell with all that. Who cares? I am reveling in great enjoyment with Lord Chaitanya. And he sang the glories. Many, many things he composed about Lord Chaitanya. Very beautiful. Very beautiful dealings of Lord Chaitanya with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is also there in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he's composed this. Nava Gauravaram, Nava Pushpasaram, Nava Bhavataram, Nava Lasyaparam, Nava Hasyakaram, Nava Hemavaram, Pranamami Sachi Suta Gauravaram. His complexion is the hue of fresh cream tinged with kumkum. He is the ever-fresh cupid who shoots arrows of newly blossoming flowers. He bears newer and newer moods of emotional ecstasies. He is fond of performing novel dances.
He makes ever new jokes that cause much laughter. His brilliant luster is like freshly cast gold. I bow down to Gaura, the beautiful son of Mother Sachi.
Nava prema yutam, nava neeta shucham, nava vesha kritam, nava prema rasam, nava tha vilasat, shubha prema mayam, pranavami sachi, suta kauravaram.
He is endowed with ever fresh love of Godhead. His radiant luster is like the color of fresh butter. His fresh attire is arranged in ever new fashions. He relishes ever new mellows of love for Krishna. He shines in ninefold new ways while executing the ninefold processes of devotion. He is permeated with the most auspicious loving nature. I bow down to Gaura, the beautiful son of Mother Sachi.
Hari Bhakti Param Hari Nama Dharam Karajapya Karam Hari Nama Param Nayane Sadatam Pranayashudharam Pranamami Sachi Suta Gauravaram.
He is absorbed in devotion to Sri Hari. He maintains the chanting of the names of Hari. While chanting, he counts the holy names on the fingers of his hands. He is addicted to the name of Hari. He always has tears of love welling in his eyes. I bow down to Gaura, the beautiful son of Mother Sachi. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki.
Satatam janata bhavata paharam paramartha parayana lokagatim navalehakaram jagata paharam pranamami shachi suta kauravaram.
He is always removing the suffering of material existence for mankind. He is the goal of life for persons who are dedicated to their supreme interest. He inspires men to become like honeybees, eager for the honey of Krishna Prema. He removes the burning fever of the material world. I bow down to Gaura, the beautiful son of Mother Sachi.
Nija bhakti karam priya charutaram nata nartana nagara rajakulam kulakamini manasalasya karam pranamami sachi suta gauravaram.
He motivates pure devotion unto himself. He is most attractive to his beloved servitors. By his dramatic dancing, he exhibits the characteristics of the king of paramours. He causes the minds of beautiful young village women to dance. I bow down to Gaura, the beautiful son of Mother Sachi.
Karatala balam kalakantaravam mriduvadya suvinikaya maduram nija bhakti guna vritanatyakaram pranamami sachi suta gauravaram.
He plays karatals as his throat emits sweet melodious sounds and the vibrant notes of the veena are softly played. He thus inspires the devotees to perform dramatic dancing that is infused with aspects of his own devotional service. I bow down to Gaura, the beautiful son of Mother Sachi.
Yuga dharma yutam punarnanda sutam dharani suchitram bhava bhavochitam tanu dhyana chitam nijavasayutam pranamami hari suta gauravaram.
He is accompanied by the Sankirtana movement, which is the religious practice for the age of Kali. He is the son of Nanda Maharaj come again. He is the extraordinarily brilliant ornament of the earth. His preaching mood is suitably adapted to the cycle of birth and death. His consciousness is fixed in meditation on his own form of Krishna. He is always accompanied by his transcendental abode. I bow to Gaura, the beautiful son of Mother Sachi.
Arunam nayanam charanam vasanam vadane skalitam svakanamadharam kurute surasam jagat jivanam pranamami sachi suta gauravaram.
His eyes, the soles of his feet and his clothing are reddish like the color that heralds the rising sun. As he utters his own names, his voice falters. He awakens a sweet flavor to life throughout the universe. I bow down to Gaura, the beautiful son of Mother Sachi. Such a beautiful composition, glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we will sing that now and we will all repeat in unison and we can meditate on Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu and his beautiful characteristics and his form.